Joined now on Downtown by the drummer of the band Seether, John Humphrey, will be performing in Bangor coming up on Saturday, May 9th, as part of the Rise Above Festival. John, welcome into Downtown.
Thank you.
Well, let's first start and talk about the band and your relationship. You've been with Sean and Dale now since 2003, a decade-plus run. What has it been like in touring all over the world?
It's been amazing. You know, it truly has, without being cliche. You know, dreamed of doing this when you're a kid in your bedroom, playing drums, to, you know, along to your favorite music. And here you are doing it after all these years. Still very fortunate to be a rock band, still doing our thing, you know, and people seem to still enjoy it and still want to come to the shows and buy the records and download the music, I should say. And I think it's great. I feel very, very fortunate. Something I dreamed about has taken me literally around the world, so it's a wonderful feeling.
Well, let's go back in time, too. Who were some of your musical influences that made you become the musician that you are today?
Man, I'm a rock fan through and through. You know, drummers like John Bonham, like all kids my generation, you know, I came up being a big Kiss fan. I thought Peter Criss was amazing. I loved Alex Van Halen, you know, Tommy Lee. I love Dave Grohl, Matt Cameron from Soundgarden, Abe Cunningham from Deftones. A lot of different drummers and different influences over the years.
Well, John, let's talk about the Rise Above Festival. It's the third year. It's an annual festival, too. And it's not just a gathering of great acts and great musicians as well, but it's also for a great cause. And it's something that Seether has also developed and first initially started off in New Hampshire. Now it's been in Bangor for now the second year. Can you tell us about how the Rise Above Fest actually came about and what it means to the band?
Yeah, it's something that's very near and dear to us. We lost Sean's brother, Eugene, in 2007. He's a dear friend, and he was a crew member with us. He was on the road with us, and we lost him to suicide in 07. And it's very sad, you know, it's a very sad and traumatic thing. And to be able to turn that, I had to give props to Sean in turning something to a positive. You know, I myself have kids in middle school and high school, and it's quite an epidemic, actually. My son has lost two kids in his class due to suicide. So realizing that, you know, it's something that's, I don't know, not really talked about openly, something that's kind of hidden away, but it's truly an epidemic. And, you know, to be able to turn that into a positive, to put on this festival, to create awareness, and to work along with the organization SAVE has just been amazing. So this is our third annual Rise Above Fest, and like you mentioned, first it was in New Hampshire, and this is our second time in Bangor. So just, you know, excited about the bands that have participated, the ones that couldn't actually perform that have donated things for auction to help raise money. It's just been amazing. Even, you know, the venue itself has just been fantastic.
Talk with John Humphrey, the drummer for the band Seether, here on Downtown. The Rise Above Festival will be in town coming up on Saturday, May 9th. You can get tickets at riseabovefest.com. The show also features, of course, Seether, Godsmack, Slash, Papa Roach, and many other great bands. Now, this is the second time you've been at the Waterfront Pavilion here in Bangor. What were your first impressions last year playing right on the Penobscot River?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful venue, and I think it fits this event perfectly. You know, plenty of room for the people on the stages and to be able to hang out. We were able to, last year, have a big bonfire out back, you know, as well after the show, just for some of the bands, just to kind of hang out and say, hey, and anytime we get to kind of hook up on these festivals with these bands we've been friends with a long time, it's sort of a homecoming of sorts. So that's always cool. So it was a great venue, and it's been a great host to this event.
Now, I'm a big hard rock and metal fan myself, personally, but one of my favorite songs outside the genre is Careless Whisper by George Michael. And it's a cover that you guys also play, and has actually kind of taken hold of its own, and it's become one of your more popular songs of at least a cover edition. How did that all come about, that like you first started playing it and then released it later on?
Yeah, man, that was really a fluke. We were asked by iTunes and our label to contribute a song for Valentine's Day. You know, obviously Seether not being, you know, I want to hold your hand sort of band. We thought we'd take a crack at it. We do a cover, and obviously being 80s kids, Careless Whisper is a song that's, you know, definitely a part of our soundtrack to our lives. So we thought we'd take it and turn it into kind of a new thing, completely revamp it, make it heavier, And we didn't know how it was going to turn out. We kind of, the night before going into the studio, sort of acoustically ran through an arrangement and then went into the studio, Electric Lady Studios, there in New York City, Jimi Hendrix's famous studio, and cut the song in one day. And it turned out really good, and the thing took off and became a tremendous success, which was just supposed to be, like I said, sort of a part of a, you know, thing for iTunes, and then became a single for us and did very well. So it's really cool. I think it's a great version. I'm proud of it. A lot of people like it.
Now, in that same vein, can we expect any other kind of cross-genre covers from Seether here in the future? Maybe something from, I don't know, Michael Jackson that you might bring in?
I think that'd be awesome. I've had no problem doing a Michael Jackson song. We like to do covers. I mean, when you're a band starting out, when you're, you know, a rock band playing clubs, I mean, you, in most cases, you're a cover band. That's how you first get on stage. You play other people's material. That's how you sort of learn how to write your own songs, really. And we'll throw in a cover all the time. We'll do a Nirvana song. We'll do a Deftones song. We'll do a Mad Season song, Pearl Jam. You know, it's just something that, I don't know, I think it's an innate part of being just a rock band. And even on our level, it's still fun to cover a song of a band that we really like and have fun with. So we'll still do it from time to time.
Now, John, before we let you go, I know you released an album last year. You're touring extensively as well in 2015. I heard a rumor that you guys might be entering the studio back in 2016 for a new album. Any truth to that?
Yeah, I think timeline-wise, I think that would be fair to say. We still have a lot of touring this year. We're going to Australia and New Zealand. We'll do another U.S. run, and in Europe in August, some of the big summer festivals over there, and probably start winding things down towards the end of the year. So I would say that's fair to say that we'll be working on new music by the, you know, earliest at the end of the year, but definitely by the early part of 2016.
Well, John, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it. I know I'll be in attendance for the Rise Above Festival, and it should be a great, great event, great music, and also for a great cause. So thanks again for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.